Mike, is the White House happy and or relieved regarding the president's performance last night?
Well, maybe like the rest of us, they're relieved that it's over because it seemed to go for quite a while. But overall, John, I think they're happy. I think they feel like the Republicans, some of them couldn't help themselves, and so they were a distraction. And I feel like the president was able to, you know, highlight what he wanted to highlight. And I think they feel like, you know, look, he's an aging man. He's approaching, what, 80. And, you know, his best speaking days are behind him. But I think they feel like overall it went reasonably well.
Yeah, he didn't step on any landmines, that's for sure. I want to get back to kind of the tactics that the White House, we think, planted in that speech to bait some Republicans. But first, Mike Emanuel is Fox News' chief Washington correspondent, and you can see him regularly Sundays at high noon, our time. But also, in addition, Friday morning, America's Newsroom. He'll be in the anchor chair there with Dana Perino, who I love, from 8 until 10. And Saturday, back in the anchor chair from 11 to 1, anchoring Fox News Live. Now, I had heard and read that McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, attempted to keep his caucus respectful, you know, had a little meeting before. Or was that just a head fake?
No, he did. He really felt like, you know, some of the rebels could take a, you know, make be a major distraction from the overall evening, and, you know, really take a lot of criticism for their actions. So he did try to settle the troops, and some of them couldn't contain themselves. Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, calling the president a liar, that used to be shocking and unacceptable, but these days it's Tuesday. I think he did try to calm everybody down, and I think for the most part, a lot of the members were respectful and applauded when appropriate, and when they weren't interested, they sat there like Mitch McConnell did when he was called out. So, he did try to calm the troops.
I think the president called Mitch McConnell the majority leader last night.
Yeah, there was some confusion there, and Schumer, minority leader, and I think, yeah. You know,
oopsie.
Made some folks on the Hill cringe, but, you know.
Hey, he's 80.
It's just, yeah.
See, I'm glad you referenced Joe Wilson. Is Joe Wilson's moment now officially ancient history?
I think so, because now they seem to happen all the time. When he did it with President Obama, it was pretty shocking, and it just goes to show you how the world has changed in less than a decade. So I think Joe Wilson is now in the clear for the foreseeable future.
Talking about the State of the Union, and Mike Emanuel from Fox News here on WDLS, you had a better view of this than any of us. Did Congressman Santos really position himself in a conspicuous location as everybody was entering the chamber last night?
He did. He tried to get a handshake with President Biden. And there's a clash with Mitt Romney, who's, you know, very mild-mannered and very polite at all times. But they got into it pretty well, pretty tense moment there. And it was really something that, you know, Romney's position is that since Santos basically fabricated his whole biography, he shouldn't be in Congress. And it's an embarrassment to the institution. And, you know, Santos fired back, well, you're never going to be president, Mitt Romney. And so, he was trying to get a handshake with the president and was unsuccessful.
Well, I think Mitt Romney could still be elected president of Utah. You know, after the Civil War, when Utah is its own country.
You're predicting secession. Okay. All right.
I am. Did Mitt Romney really use profane language?
Yeah. I'm told he used the A word that ends with SS. I don't know if we can curse on public radio or commercial radio, but this isn't satellite after all. But he got furious with him. He thought, like, this guy is shameless. What the hell is he doing here? And so, he buttoned up and very civil Mitt Romney said a naughty word.
In a cage match, Mitt Romney has a longer reach, obviously, and he's trim and he's still in very good shape. But Santos is far younger.
Absolutely.
That would be something to see.
I was picturing them wrestling and messing up each other's hair and that sort of thing. And Romney has great hair. Santos is a character.
Yeah, he's something. Mike Emanuel, Fox News Chief Washington Correspondent, is here. What's D.C.'s reaction overall to Governor Huckabee's Republican response?
Most folks I know say that she handled herself well, the youngest governor in the country with a story to tell. You know, they felt like she made a lot of points that Republicans are making these days. And it's a tough spot because you go from the president with all the, you know, trimmings of presidential power to, you know, you being in some random place staring at the satellite or staring at the camera, knowing it's going up into the satellite and millions of people are watching. So I remember Senator Rubio grabbing for that bottle of water famously when he was the response to Obama one year. It's a tough spot, but I think, you know, they feel like she's the next generation of Republican leadership potentially, and they thought she had a story to tell.
I think some Democrat, I can't remember who, actually had, when Trump was in office, I think they had a live audience participate.
Yeah, I have seen a couple people try that just to give it a little bit more a real feel to it. But yeah, it's a tricky spot because you're coming off the president. You don't know how long the president's going to go. So you're sitting there like stewing, getting really stressed out. And then, you know, if you look sweaty, the whole country's going to notice.
People were referencing Bobby Jindal, the governor, the former governor of Louisiana last night. I don't recall what his moment was. I forgot if he stepped in it. I can't remember how.
Yeah, I don't think it was bad, but I think he looked a little sweaty, a little nervous, and the camera's unforgiving, you know, on that platform at that time.
On a related note, Mike Emanuel, sweaty and awkward, does anybody else besides me think the kiss between FLOTUS, Jill Biden, and is it the second or first gentleman? Is it the second gentleman or the
second
first?
Second gentleman.
Does anybody else think that was very odd and awkward, the kiss upstairs before the speech?
Yeah. A lot of people were buzzing about that, going, boy, that looked a little cozy. That looked a little friendly.
It was lip to lip, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it looked like, you know, the first lady maybe was going for a little cheek, and he went in for the kill.
Yeah.
So Vice President Harris called the home office. The second gentleman wants to speak with you.
Yeah, I would imagine there were some speaks about that after
and the president might want to speak with the second gentleman. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that seemed really odd to me last night. Okay, enough of that. I'm still taking the under on Joe Biden announcing for re-election. What are you hearing today?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
that
way.
We're all with child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
He seems hell-bent on doing it. I think a lot of people watching last night saw him kind of mumbling at times, occasionally doing his awkward whisper thing. And I think a lot of folks are, you know, saying the polling suggests it's time for new leadership. But, you know, if he's hell-bent on doing it and he's still, you know, got some things across the finish line, still held on to the Senate, even gained a seat in the Senate, I think he's making the argument that why change? So he seems intent on doing it, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Mike, thank you for your time. I've been watching you all. Well, I watched you all last night and today, and we'll be watching again. Do you get paid per appearance, or is it flat salary? I'm sorry to pry.
Flat salary. And by the way, I got called in last Saturday off the bench, and I was anchoring when we took down the balloon. So that was pretty cool. We got, I think, 2.3 million people watching on a Saturday afternoon, so I'll take it.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, this is just great. So Friday morning, America's Newsroom with Dana, and that's 8 until 10 our time. Saturday, 11 to 1 on Fox News Live, anchoring that, and then your regular slot on Sunday at high noon.
High noon, yes, sir.
At the OK Corral. All right, Mike, thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Hope to see you soon here in town.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Mike Emanuel, Fox News Chief Washington Correspondent, joining us here on the Big 89.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.